Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in Boston. The music director and main conductor of the Boston Symphony Orchestra is stepping down later this year. World-acclaimed James Levine will leave his post at the BSO in September. That announcement came this afternoon, just a day after the BSO said that Levine would withdraw from the rest of the orchestra's current season because of health problems. In recent years, Levine has torn his rotator cuff, he's had surgery to remove a kidney with a cancerous cyst, and he's had back surgeries that have forced him to miss dozens of performances. Earlier today, we spoke about Levine's upcoming departure with the managing director of the BSO, Mark Volpe. We asked Volpe how difficult it had been to end the BSO's long relationship with Maestro James Levine, or as Volpe calls him, Jimmy.
Jimmy and I began discussing an evolving role, and a role that would require a little less time and less energy. And we started those discussions actually in November and continued through December. And then I saw him again when he was here in January. And so, I mean, he basically felt, you know, once he hit the wall again, that we should just announce that he's stepping down, that he and I will sort out his role, you know, and that's yet to be fully fleshed out.
How much would you say this was your decision and how much was his decision? I'm wondering how much he had to be persuaded to step down.
I think it was a joint decision. I think he came to the realization that institutionally, you know, another major absence was going to be untenable. Untenable for the institution, untenable for the musicians, and so I don't think it was a question of, you know, power or, you know, Jim versus me. I think it was just basically an ongoing natural step, and this is not the way we wanted it to have happen, but it happened, and so we're here.
And because this is a health-related issue, it makes it even more difficult and more delicate. But of course, you also have to make a business decision. You have to decide, how does this affect the orchestra financially? How does it affect listeners who are disappointed? How does it affect the musicians? How much have those been factors?
Well, certainly our credibility, and it's our credibility with our audiences first and foremost. In terms of the orchestra, I mean, I just told the orchestra on stage what was going on, you know, and they understand. I mean, they've been incredibly patient, incredibly understanding, incredibly supportive. But I think both Jim and I felt that, you know, we you know, needed to change the relationship and take that pressure off.
What does it mean for the BSO to lose James Levine as its music director? Because this is a man who is a huge artistic talent, and he's been a draw for listeners. But in a few months, he'll be gone.
I think, you know, he's one of the great conductors of our time, and I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge his incredible contribution. Obviously, you're talking to a biased source, but the orchestra's in great shape artistically, and he certainly deserves a great deal of credit along with the players on stage. That being said, the fact that we're in great shape, the fact that we're in this great city for music in Boston, the fact that we have this great hall, that we have Tanglewood, and that we're financially, you know, relative to many other orchestras, quite stable. Out of the 25 weeks this year, I mean, Jimmy was scheduled to do, I think, 8 of them. You know, so you still have 2/3 of your season led by other conductors. I think, you know, his legacy will be leaving an orchestra in fantastic artistic shape, and you know, we have an exciting future in front of us.
The BSO has said that it's working out a new role for James Levine, an ongoing role. At this point, what does that role look like?
Well, I think it'll depend on his health and what he's able to do. Certainly, I you know, when he coaches singers, when he coaches conductors, he is one of the great, great teachers I've ever seen. And at a certain point, you get into a legacy phase of your career that you want to help shape the next generation. So I could see him doing something there. Also, I could see him, you know, he's done some huge projects, some involving singers, a lot of them involving singers. And that's one of his great, great strengths. And I could see him doing, you know, health permitting, you know, some of that. I could see him, frankly, he's also one of the great new music people, and not that we want to overdose on that, but certainly he could do, you know, he's got a relationship with Elliot Carter or John Harbison. There are others. He has wonderful composers that we have relationships with too, and I could see him having some role there. But until we know, you know, what's possible, this is pure speculation.
The BSO now needs to find a new music director. Is this a process that has quietly already been underway for a while, or are you really starting from scratch?
Well, you never start from scratch because you always have relationships. I mean, as I said, you know, Jimmy does 8 weeks, and there are a lot of other conductors that pass through Boston, and we have relationships with many of the leading conductors of the world. That being said, there is a process that involves musicians, involves board members, certainly involves artistic staff, and we convene and we start outlining a job description as well, you know, beyond just being a great conductor, what our expectations might be, and then we talk, and then we start a process of discussions and dialogues, and so that you know, I think, you know, in one respect, yeah, I mean, we are starting this. I don't want to say we're starting the search from scratch, but we're officially declaring a search. At the same time, you know, we're always talking to conductors and not surreptitiously because they're coming to Boston to conduct the orchestra as a guest conductor. So,
would you say you already have a narrowed down pool of names and any names you can share as a possible successor?
No. First of all, it would be presumptuous of me since the search committee hasn't even met to start talking names. But ultimately, you know, I think right now it's wide open.
Mark Volpe, thank you for talking about this.
Thank you for this opportunity.
BSO Managing Director Mark Volpe speaking about the departure later this year of the orchestra's longtime music director, James Levine.